And now, in Pakistan, in the Swat Valley, a report from the battlefield.
We have always said that the Taliban, the militants, miscreant terrorists have entered Mingora in a big number, and they have created hurdles, impediments, roadblocks in order to stop the movement of security forces as well as of civilians.
That's the Pakistani military spokesman, Major General Attar Abbas, talking about Mingora, the largest city in Bunir province, where the fighting is the most intense between Pakistani forces and Taliban forces. According to our partners, the BBC, an estimated 2 million people are now displaced in Pakistan's northwest frontier province as the forces continue a major offensive against Taliban militants. We're joined now by the BBC's Owen Bennett-Jones in Pakistan, who has just returned from Peshawar in northwest frontier province, talking to some of the displaced people in the camps, talking to army generals in charge of the military offensive. Owen Bennett-Jones now joins us from Islamabad. Owen, thanks so much, and great reporting on this story that is really having repercussions throughout the region. First of all, the Pakistani military claims that the Taliban are using civilians as human shields. What have you been able to learn?
Well, I think there are 2 million fewer human shields than there were because they've left their homes and gone to these camps. So many, many people around, I would have thought, around half the population in the affected areas have now left their homes. Many have stayed back because each family might leave someone back just to keep an eye on the house, keep an eye on the land. Some have had to leave those who were unable to be moved into a safer area because they're too ill. There was one family I heard about had a polio case as a son, and they felt he was too heavy to move on the road so quickly, and they left him with some bread and water, and that was that. So there are some very, very difficult situations for these people as they leave the area, but the more that leave, the easier it is for the army.
Owen Bennett-Jones, the population of Peshawar, what's happened there? Is it spiked, and are there refugees and people living with family, and has that created some chaos in the city?
Yeah, well, people have, where they've got relatives in the cities like that, they've gone to their homes and they're sharing, as they do here. There is a great philanthropic tradition in Pakistan. It's within families and beyond families, and a lot of people are organizing to help the internally displaced, just sending truckloads of food and so on. So there's a lot of willingness to try and help these people. But the main thing about Peshawar is that it is, you know, a city that's quite buoyed up, I think, by what's happened, because they've been seeing this Taliban encroachment going on for a long time now, and middle-class families there have been really worried about what's happening. People have been sending their children out of the city, fearful that it's all going to go wrong. And now they can see that there's been a change. The army's gone on the offensive. The Pakistani public have got behind the campaign, and they're just beginning to wonder, maybe this advance of the Taliban can now be stopped.
Owen Bennett-Jones, you have spent a lot of time in Pakistan. How would you say the situation right now feels in terms of its delicacy and, you know, potential for sort of real serious trouble beyond Pakistan to some of those that you've seen in the past?
Well, it is a very different situation because for the first time in the newspapers, you can read every op-ed, everyone now, saying the Taliban are unacceptable, they're barbarians, they're beheading people, they're slaughtering people, it's not acceptable, we've got to fight them. And all this is new. Before, there was much more ambivalence about it. And I don't rule out the possibility that things could revert. There will be a lot of civilian casualties. These 2 million people, and maybe more in the future, will leave their homes. It may be that public opinion, I think it's almost certain, actually, that public opinion will say, look, for goodness sake, let's now do a peace deal. Because I think if they don't do a peace deal, the Taliban, it's been left so late this and so long that it will, in my view, take years for the Pakistan army to complete its mission. Don't forget, in the tribal area of Bajor, where they did take it on the Taliban, back in last July, they said it would take 3 weeks. It took 7 months. That's what they're up against.
Well, Owen, let's explore the public opinion issue for a moment. It seems to me, listen to this and tell me what you think, that the Americans are viewing this as a real opportunity to bolster public opinion as far as U.S. policy is concerned. Here's Secretary of State Hillary Clinton.
The people of the United States are responding to a request for assistance from the government of Pakistan with more than $100 million in humanitarian support. This money comes on top of almost $60 million that the United States has provided since last August to help Pakistanis who've been affected by the conflicts, and in addition to the other funding for Pakistan that we are already seeking from the Congress.
Oh, and before we go, what's the sense or the possibility that Pakistanis are going to see this more like an alliance as opposed to the U.S. dictating to Pakistan, which is the sensitivity we're familiar with?
Yeah, no, I think they do see it that way, and this is conscience money, guilt money for throwing so many people out of their homes. Most people here would say it's totally inadequate. 100 million a month, that might do it. There is a huge amount of suffering here. All the American money has gone into the military, 95% of it. People won't be terribly impressed.
So the cynicism continues, and I guess if there is an opportunity here, what do Pakistanis believe the U.S. should do aside from 100 million a month?
Well, I think that's it. I think you know, the United States needs to show that, you know, Pakistan's now doing what it's been asking for several years. The Americans have put huge pressure on Pakistan to do this. They're doing it. Maybe they're doing it late. They're doing it. And the question now is, does the international, not just the United States, does the international community actually care enough about these people who have lost their homes and their land to actually make their lives tolerable in the months or years they're going to have to spend in refugee camps now as they wait this out?
And for how long, we shall have to see. Owen Bennett-Jones, the BBC's Owen Bennett-Jones, is in Islamabad, Pakistan, just been in Peshawar in Northwest Frontier Province. BBC reporting that 2 million people or more now displaced by the fighting between Pakistani military forces and the Taliban. Owen Bennett-Jones, thanks so much.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.